It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Thanks for joining me for what I consider a special edition of DocSmo.com that I try to do yearly around the holidays, a holiday message. And this will be my third holiday message. Wow! 2.5 years of PEDcasts from the desk of DocSmo, DocSmo Pearls, interviews, and listener comments. It's been a great ride, and I'm having a great time creating this blog. I think if you're a long-time listener, you can sense that I'm having fun doing this. Well, I want to thank you to my past listeners, and I want to welcome all my new audience and my new listeners. The theme of this year's holiday podcast is gratitude. I want to make sure that we all take a few moments to remember and appreciate the contributions of those that came before us, our parents, our grandparents, and so forth. Let's remember, without them, we would not exist, and most of what we have today wouldn't exist either. They fed us, they protected us, they gave us our very essence. Our predecessors' wisdom and insights are the basis of our lives today. To a large degree, we are extensions of them because they created us and all the comforts that we enjoy today. When you stop and think of it, our ancestors were genius-level thinkers. Long before we knew anything about germs, insect vectors of disease, vitamin D metabolism, antioxidants, or insulin, they altered their lives to avoid disease by changing their behaviors. They seemed to have an instinctive understanding of how things worked. Let's start with diarrheal illness in children. This has, in the past, been the major killer of children, and still to this day, is one of the major causes of death in children. Now, the science of pediatrics was literally founded on the shoulders of avoiding and ameliorating gastrointestinal diseases and dehydration by methods like boiling water before consumption in infants, as well as mastering methods of correcting dehydration once it occurred. With respect to insect and disease, our distant grandparents figured out that the closer one lived to water, the higher the chance one would contract malaria. Now, they had no idea of the malaria parasite existed or how it was transmitted, but somehow they figured out that living near water, that was a risk factor. That was part of the formula. I think this is genius level thinking. And take vitamin D metabolism. How did Grandma figure out that the oil from the liver of a codfish could give her babies health? How did she do this? Even grandmas who lived 100 or even 1,000 miles from the ocean understood the importance of fish oil for young children. And while we're talking about Grandma, how did she know about antioxidants effects of vegetables and eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables promotes health? How'd she figure that one out? And what about sugar consumption? Somehow she knew that consuming a lot of sugar in the form of soda or sweets and candy was damaging to children before anyone had an idea about what insulin was or how fat cells store sugar. So here's one way of looking at the 20th century. Scientists spent 100 years discovering the mechanisms for the wisdom that our great-grandparents figured out instinctively. That process of discovery continues today with more and more precision. What is the saying? What is old is new, and what is new is old? How true this is. Dr. Andrew Weil, the famous integrative physician, listened carefully to the wisdom of, quote, primitive peoples from all over the world to unlock some of the same secrets. They knew it, and they had passed it on. It was theirs if we just listened. He knew that the ancient wisdom had validity in the modern world. So remember that Doxmo pearl. Why would Grandma waste her time passing on information that was wrong? Think about it. So, as we celebrate the holidays with fantastic food, sophisticated technologies, enjoying world-class music and entertainment, let's take a few moments to say thanks to all those who preceded us. If it wasn't for their hard work, insights, wisdom, and sense of purpose, we just simply wouldn't be the people that we are today. As always, thanks for joining me. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from you-know-where, the famous Studio 1E, first child's bedroom, east side of the house, that is, hoping that you have contemplated those souls from which you were created. Until next time. This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors. Anne Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance. Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance. Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover. Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doxmo.com website. This Doxmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.